That's not a sign.
Because my brain is fried, and I'm pretty sure it's not right now. Jeremy Halpern is a no-go, right?
The problem with Jeremy is he has brain damage.
Got it. That's what I was like, isn't this the one that's always, yeah, no.
He also came and left twice in the last 3 months. And he, you will never be able to staff him without, like, a miracle. He is, one of his things, for example, is he needs the caregiver to buy Tito's vodka and scrub the shower with it. No. He has brain damage. He's actually a very nice guy. You can talk
to him. Oh, yeah. I spoke to him. But I remember. That's what I'm like, wait a minute.
Like, you need a very specific caregiver who doesn't mind him, like, gnawing and needling. And if there's a call-out, God help us all. He doesn't have crazy high hours. But he also, like, he was manic last time. He decided to randomly leave, come back, leave. If he has his own caregiver, push it through. It's a real case.
No, because I remember the last time I spoke to him, he brought his own caregiver, and then he was saying something about that she wasn't getting paid, and he wants us to send him the pay stub, and I was like, no. I said, if she has any questions, she can call us.
Correct.
But no, I'm not, no, because they called him to see if, and he said if he has someone that's on top of his care, then he'll come with us, but I don't, no.
Coming on top of his care, it's a very difficult case to staff, because he's a little nuts. So if you want to, you have a caregiver that has a tremendous amount of patience, it might work. But other than that,
no, because like you said, God forbid they don't call. No. We don't need any more headaches.
I know, but whatever. I mean, I don't mind not taking it. It's a problem case. It's a hard case.
Yeah, that's why I saw the name and I was like, his name looks very, 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 very familiar. No. Okay. Nope. Gracias.
All righty.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.